And finally, another story of displacement and loss. Today is known as the Day of Remembrance. On February 19, 1942, President Franklin Roosevelt signed an executive order to open internment camps. Thousands of people of Japanese descent, both American citizens and others, were forced into the camps, leaving their homes and most of their possessions behind. One of them was Ed Kiyohara. He was 21 at the time, a college student from Sumner, Washington, near Seattle. He remembers the days of living behind the barbed wire, being watched by armed guards.
Every now and then I would get on the garbage truck, sit in the back with the garbage, and we'd get into Sumner Main Street. He'd slow down, and I'd jump off and go to my friend's ice cream shop, and my folks were a little unhappy that I was doing that because they knew it was illegal. One day I jumped off the truck and I was walking down the street and the police caught me and they said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm going over and get an ice cream cone." He says, "Well, go to the ice cream parlor and stay there. Don't walk around town because it makes me look bad. You're not supposed to be here." I said, "Okay." Didn't have any money, so the owner said, you never need money. It's very hard for me to tell you that story, because there's a lot of kind people back in my hometown that I'll never forget.
Ed Kiyohara went on to volunteer for the U.S. Army. He earned a Purple Heart and served with the famous all-Japanese 442nd Regimental Combat Team. This story was recorded by his nephew, John Watanabe, as part of the HearingVoices.com radio project.